This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I want to give it out right away. 877-317-6432. Everyone is freaking out because Donald Trump actually is doing what he said he was going to do. That's the most amazing part about this. We're so used to politicians lying to us and not doing what they say they're going to do, right? And then we just automatically assume, and we've been led to believe that everything they say is a lie. Like, we've been conditioned to believe that, they're not going to do any of this stuff that they say. So people still vote for them. That's the most amazing thing. And so now you've got actually a guy that comes in and says, "I'm going to do X, Y, Z, and by the way, you're going to be so tired of winning." Remember that? And remember when we said to, we're run by stupid people. Politicians are basically, and I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said that, we're led by stupid people is what he said. And he was totally right. And we've come to accept the stupidity. There's actually a word for it. It's called a cacistocracy. It's being led by the worst. And that's what we had until Donald Trump came along. Really? Here's the thing to me that's it's like, and I've said this throughout this process, probably for the last 18 months, even more, since I've been doing my show. And that is that we live in these parallel universes, like, and it happens all the time. Like, you'll be watching the news, right? You watch mainstream media and you go, "What the hell is that?" Or you've in the past watched a politician and you've listened to him speak, and you think you fancy yourself a rather intelligent person, or at least able to follow conversations, and you watch a politician and you go, what did he just say? They made no sense. And you see, they've gotten away with all that because they've conditioned us to believe in the alternative universe, the bizarro world, right? And then Trump comes along. He's like Godzilla. And he tells us the truth. Talks to us like normal people. He talks to you like, anybody talks to you. And no, he's not the crazy uncle at Thanksgiving. No. He's actually your boy, your buddy. He talks just like a normal person. He talks like you do. And these people in D.C., they can't figure it out. Because they don't talk like that. And they don't know anybody that talks like that. See, but we know everybody that talks like that. Actually, we don't know anybody that talks like you talk. Because you guys are stupid. And so, they're all freaking out. Because remember, they're like, oh, he's not going to build a wall. There's no way he's going to build it. Come on, he's not going to build a wall. The ban, he's not going to, come on, he's not going to do all that stuff. And I mean, again and again and again. It was, he's not going to do any of this stuff. Oh, yeah, he is. Oh, yeah, he is. He's doing it. He's doing it. To the delight of many and to the chagrin of the losers out there. And I love this, and I think I mentioned this before. I love how the left now is saying, well, we need to get along. We're very divided. We're very divided right now. This country is very divided. And to that I say, elections have consequences, don't they? Right. Oh, we should all get along. Somebody said that to me last week. We should all get along. And you know what I said? I said, no. That's out the window now. We're not getting along. No, we're not getting along. I'm done. Done getting along with you. You lost. There's no getting along. No. To the victor go the spoils. So a lot's been said about whether or not this ban is going to make us safer. You know, you've heard everybody say this. The stupidest argument I've ever heard in my life. It's going to make us less safe. I heard this again yesterday. And, you know, I want these people to push back when I hear this. Please, Bill, this happened last night on Bill O'Reilly's show. They had some goofy chick on there saying, you know, this makes us less safe. This makes us less safe. Stop! It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. How's that worked out the last 8 years? Oh, it's going to make us less safe. So I want to talk about this. The Washington Post is reporting that so far 100,000 visas have been rejected in the 1 week since President Trump put into effect a travel ban from the 7 countries that have ties to terrorism. The number was revealed in a lawsuit that was filed by 2 Yemeni brothers who arrived at Dulles International Airport last Saturday who were denied entrance into the United States and immediately put on a flight to Ethiopia. You don't want to go to there, Ethiopia. The rest of the article goes on to demonize President Trump's executive order on the travel ban. Of course, 49% of Americans support the ban. And Democrats continue to fight against this, even though there was a terror attack in France on Friday at the Louvre. But yet, it's going to make us less safe. Guarantee you they're going to blame this on Trump. And oh yeah, Trump's only been president 2 weeks. So all the other attacks that happened before Trump. Whose fault was that? Whose fault was that? Was it Trump's fault? Because now everything's Trump's fault. Everything. Trump's a Nazi. You lose your effectiveness when you call people names. And again, saying somebody's a Nazi or Hitler over and over again, after a while, people start to tune you out. You're the boy that cried wolf, Democrat Party, and mainstream media. Nobody's listening anymore. People have turned you off. You're going to be outraged every day? Have at it. I love to watch your head explode and brain matter coming out of your earlobes. It makes me happy. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Back to black attack, so I smack and tap and slap the mic. Now I'm ready to mic it.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, you know, usually in the commercial breaks, I'm continuing to do show prep. Well, as the show is going on, just so you know what's going on here, a little inside baseball. I am, as soon as I go into my break, I'm doing more research, finding articles for you. Okay, and I just ran across this ditty, and I got to tell you, this is awesome. Okay, so this is from theweek.com, which I think used to be Newsweek, but now it's just The Week. Okay, Republicans, you must impeach President Trump. A guy by the name of Ryan Cooper writes this. This is awesome. I got to tell you, do these people understand how awesome this stuff is? It's like every day. Again, more evidence of heads exploding, okay, and the freak out of the left. So I want to read this to you because it's really good. Donald Trump has only been president for 2 weeks. In that time, he has created untold chaos with hyper-aggressive use of executive authority. You mean like Mr. Obama? And seriously destabilized relations with several nations, including at least one very close ally, Australia. He's unstable, incompetent, and a clear and present danger to the security of the United States and the world. Got it? Donald Trump, this is the best part. Donald Trump must be impeached and removed from office. Not because his policy is bad, though that is very true, but because he is so erratic and unstable as to be a threat to all life on Earth. All life on Earth. And it will be up to the congressional Republicans to do it. They are the only ones with the power to impeach Trump at this point, which requires a majority vote in the House to impeach and 2/3 vote in the Senate to convict and remove from office. The reason they should is not to advance liberal political goals. If anything, Vice President Mike Pence would be a more effective policymaker and a more formidable candidate in 2020. But because of Trump's actual danger to American society. Wow. Let's roll the tape. Trump, on the close counsel of Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller, who are, it seems, the real powers behind the throne, thank you, Jesus, have rammed through a probably illegal order banning Muslim immigration from 7 countries. God, these people are so stupid. It's not illegal. I have outlined exactly why it's not illegal. It's not illegal. I mean, it's just so stupid. Even for people with legitimate visas and desperately ill refugees. What about the children? He reportedly directed federal law enforcement to ignore federal court orders staying the act. Yes, because it's a executive order. That makes it the law of the land. Oh, my God. Over the weekend, Trump... Oh, and by the way, he said that Trump is creating an instant constitutional crisis. Clearly, this person is not a lawyer. What's this guy's name? Ryan Cooper. Ryan Cooper. Beta male. Guarantee you this guy was beaten up when he was in grade school. Guarantee it. Over the weekend, Trump and his national security team ordered a raid in Yemen, which was equally botched, killing at least 30 people, including one U.S. soldier and 10 women and children, among them an 8-year-old American girl. This week, Trump reportedly threatened to invade Mexico to deal with bad hombres, although the constantly bullied Mexican government later denied it. So, but this guy knows, because he was listening to the conversation, apparently. And he got in a bizarre, heated argument with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over the weekend to take in some refugees. On Wednesday night, after a handful of anti-fascist protesters disrupted a Milo Yiannopoulos event at the University of California, Berkeley, Trump threatened to withdraw all federal funding from the entire school. Okay. A handful of anti-fascist protesters. that didn't allow free speech. That's interesting. He says that they're anti-fascist protesters, but yet they shut down free speech. That would make them fascist. No. On Thursday, Trump put Iran on notice because they carried out a ballistic missile test. Yeah, dude. Whose side are you on? This is why I have to read this, because it's so awesome. That same day, it came out that Trump had hired Michael Anton, author of a widely read widely read essay supporting Trump, to work in national security. His article is overly racist and authoritarian, and its reasoning, it casts any Democrat victories as presumptively illegitimate because the ceaseless importation of third world foreigners with no tradition of, taste for, or experience in liberty means that the electorate grows more left, more Democrat, and less Republican, and less traditionally American with every cycle. That's actually true. And let me just say this. You know, why do all these people from Muslim countries, these refugees, why do they want to come to the United States? I mean, they come to the United States and they, a lot of them don't assimilate. You look at some of the communities, for instance, in Minneapolis. You've got this large Somali population and they don't want to assimilate. In fact, that's become this hotbed for homegrown terrorists. In related news, Trump is also reportedly considering altering a Department of Homeland Security anti-terrorism program to focus solely on Islamist terrorism. Mere days after a white nationalist terrorist shot up a mosque in Quebec City. Oh, and Bannon says we'll be at war with China within 10 years. By the way, this is such a disingenuous report, by the way. This guy that shot up the mosque in Quebec actually yelled Allah Akbar. There are reports that he yelled Allah Akbar. But the media is painting him to be this white nationalist terrorist. Okay. I love this. I wrote many articles predicting that Trump was a racist and an incipient fascist and that he would be the worst president in American history, and on and on. But I did not think it would get so bad so fast. We'll be right back.
You made my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. On CNN on Thursday, University of California, Berkeley professor and former Democrat Secretary of Labor Robert Reich suggested the anti-Trump riots on campus were actually a right-wing plot to delegitimize liberals. Yeah. Yeah, he actually said that. I want to play this for you if I can get it queued up here. Wait a minute. All right, here we go. I think this is going to... Wait. Wait a minute. Wait. All right. Hopefully this will play. Nope.
And those people were not Berkeley students. Those were outsiders, agitators. I've never seen them before. There's rumors that they actually were right-wingers. They were part of a kind of a group that... Seen them before. There's rumors that they actually were right-wingers. They were part of a kind of a group that were organized and ready to create the kind of tumult and danger you saw that forced the police to cancel the event. So Donald Trump, when he says Berkeley, doesn't respect free speech rights, that's a completely distortion. That's a complete distortion of the truth. I mean, Berkeley opened its biggest auditorium to this right-wing Breitbart News character, this hateful, odious person.
This character, hateful, odious person. By the way, Glenn Beck the other night said that Milo was a horrible, despicable person. Yeah, Glenn Beck. Okay? If you have any thoughts about ever listening to him again, idiot.
But said free speech is the most important thing we stand for. And these outsiders who caused the police to finally come in and have to cancel it.
You think this was a strategy by Yiannopoulos or right-wingers that they put this on so they could, in an effort to show or that, you know, there's no free speech on a college campus like UC Berkeley?
I wouldn't bet against it, Don. I saw these people. They were very, they all looked very, almost paramilitary. They were not from the campus.
Because he knows every single student on campus. Get out of here, Robert. I mean, I saw this last night. That's why I played for you. I mean, really? It was a right-wing plot. So Milo goes to UC Berkeley and hires, I guess, some George Soros thugs to come in and disrupt his own speech at Berkeley. So that it would appear that the left is intolerant. We already know they're intolerant. We already know that's what they're doing. By the way, all this stuff is fake. FYI. All these things are fake. They're all Soros-funded fake protests. In fact, there's an article today, International Business Investor. Talked about, I'm sorry, Investor Business Daily. My bad. Anyway, listen to the rest of this.
And I've heard, you know, I don't want to say factually, but I've heard that there was some relationship there between these people and the right wing and the right wing movement that is affiliated with Breitbart.
I heard, I heard this to be true. Just like what you heard. That reminds me of, remember when Harry Reid got on the floor of the Senate and said, I heard that Mitt Romney hasn't paid his taxes for the last 10 years. That's what I heard. Really? I mean, you can just basically say, I heard something, and it makes it true. Come on. here's what kills me. Don Lemon actually sat there and was like, oh, really? Is that what you think? Do you think that's really true? Again, imagine, just for a moment, suspend yourself from reality and think to yourself, if it was, let's say, Hillary Clinton was president. Okay? And you had protesters protesting the Hillary Clinton presidency. Imagine what the story would be. Imagine what the media narrative would be. Imagine what it would be. Because when the left acts like this, then it has to be, it can't be, it can't, they're not Berkeley students. They shouldn't look like Berkeley students. Because Robert Reich, you know, knows every single Berkeley student. Give me a break here. Give me a break. Nobody believes you anymore. It's not working anymore. All you're doing is you're speaking to yourselves. That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. You're not going to gain anything by that. You're not going to gain any new voters. Do you understand that? Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. Why don't you eat a worm? It doesn't matter that you have celebrities on your side or pop culture. Nobody cares about celebrities or pop culture. And I'm going to tell you, these people that... like Russell Wilson, good example. You want to ruin your career, dude? Keep going, doing what you're doing. Colin Kaepernick, you want to ruin your career? Keep doing what you're doing. All these celebrities, I'm going to tell you right now, if I was going to short a stock right now, it would be Starbucks. Okay? Stop. Again, this faux outrage every day. It's just, come on. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You continue to act this way, and you're going to irreparably harm your side for, I mean, look, at least the next 8 years, and maybe even beyond. There's a new sheriff in town. There's actually a new game in town. And it's and the game's passed you over. In fact, don't hate the player, right? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Don't hate Trump because he beat you fair and square. See, everything that they did and everything they threw at him, it didn't work. But now they think it's going to... I don't know what they think that they're going to accomplish here. He's president. Get over it. It's done. There's nothing you can do about it. You can talk about impeachment and you can riot. Go for it. We'll be right back.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I can't no win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hunky better back up. Try and play the run and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, put your hands up.
If you got the... Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. I just saw this on a picture. I just saw this on social media here. And to anyone who's actually run something, this is something to think about here, okay? This is an actual photo taken during both President Obama and President Trump's first week in office. And I just posted it on my Facebook page. Go check it out. And on one side is Obama at the Oval Office at the desk, and it's all clean. The desk. Okay? And then there's a picture of Donald Trump's first week. And there's just stacks of papers everywhere. Because you know why? He's a boss. He's a baller. And to all the people that are listening to my show right now, that get up every day, go to your job, work hard, you run a business, whatever it is that you do, you actually do something, you actually run something. And whether you think government should be run effectively and held accountable, this is how the real world works. I've said this so many times. Government is bizarro world. It's about time our government returned to the real world. Real world. Instead of a bizarro world, like I always see. Okay? I mean, enough. Enough. This just in. The FBI is allegedly investigating the mayor of Berkeley for inciting the riot and ordering police to stand down. And of course, you know, CNN is going to be doing damage control on this one. Yeah. I got to tell you. People, I'm telling you right now, people are sick and tired of this. And you can have all the fake outrage and the fake protests, because they're not even protests, they're riots. You can do that all you want. But I'm going to tell you right now, people are sick and tired of it. Okay? You people are the ones that are dividing America. I want to play this for you. This is Robert De Niro. Again, here's another one. Here's another one. I'm done with Robert De Niro. And I love Robert De Niro. Great actor. I loved him in Raging Bull. I loved him in Goodfellas. I'm done with him now. Listen to Robert De Niro. Of course, he famously said that he wanted to punch Donald Trump, right, during the election. He's a president now. Have some respect for the president. I mean, imagine, think about this for a minute. Imagine if people had been saying that they wanted to punch Obama. Are you kidding me? Why don't you listen to this? This is outrageous. Outrageous. If I can get this to play, of course. And I apologize. I don't know what's going on with my my internet here. Unfortunately, I depend on the internet here because thing is just spinning around and around. Anyway, okay. So I'm sure that's happened to you many times. Yeah, Robert De Niro. Trump is a bully and we have to bully him back. Who are you, dude? Who are you, Robert De Niro? All these people. You just, all you're doing is making it easy for me here. I was having this conversation today. And I've said it on the air, too. It's like, again, why do you want to alienate half of your market? It makes no sense. It's a horrible business decision. I mean, it really is. And just, honestly, just keep doing what you're doing. You want to attract white working class males? The Democrat Party wants to attract white working class males. So what do? They've decided they're going to have Keith Ellison be head of the DNC. Okay. Awesome. And... Again, you got all these outraged celebrities. By the way, we've got the Oscars coming up. That's going to be a real show. A real crap fest. Okay? And, of course, this weekend, the Super Bowl. I can't wait to see the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, I'm going to tell you right now. You've got basically the league pitted against the Patriots. You've got the Deflategate, obviously. There's lingering resentment by the league against Tom Brady. And, of course, the fact that Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady all supported Donald Trump. And I assure you that this weekend and on Super Bowl Sunday, you're going to have Lady Gaga. She wants to do a show. She wants to do a show. She wants to be on the roof, apparently, of what is the place in Houston? Is it the Reliant Center? Is that what it's called? I don't even know. This weekend's going to be, and I guarantee it. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I mean, I always watch the Super Bowl, but it's going to be this whole big political thing. I guarantee it. You're going to have Lady Gaga come in. She's going to do this whole halftime deal. She's going to talk about diversity and how we all need to come together. She's going to slip something in. And let's not forget the commercials. Because you're going to have political commercials. I'm telling you right now. I'm already warning you. I saw the Audi spot I played for you yesterday. You got the Anheuser-Busch commercial about immigrants. Nobody's against immigrants. Okay? Nobody's against immigrants. That's another thing. They've painted us out to be like, oh, we all hate immigrants. Oh, if you voted for Trump, you hate immigrants. If If you voted for Trump, you're racist. If you voted for Trump, you're xenophobe. See, people, they're not buying it. They're not having it. The jig is up, literally. It's not working anymore. 2 weeks into the presidency and you want to impeach the guy? Really? You want to impeach him? They're already talking about that. And don't even get me started on the assassination talk. Remember Obama and how they would talk glowingly about him? How he was a savior? They gave him a Nobel Prize. The cover of Time magazine, he had the halo and all that. Or was it Newsweek? Or was it The Week? Come on. I mean, it's so obvious. All right, I'm out of time for the day. Check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.